Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments.
So wonderful, good morning, dear LinkedIn community. This is day two at Jack World, and I have the honor to host now an interview with Dr. Johannes Martin of Biesterfeld, which is a first-time exhibitor on Jack World. Welcome to Jack World.
Thank you. Happy to have you here.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
We have known each other now for, I think, 2 years, 3 years. Yeah, and we decided now finally that we come together and put the fantastic solutions of the composites division of Biesterfeld in front of our community. Can you explain us in a few words what is your role as a market manager composites and tooling at Biesterfeld? Yeah. And explain us what Biesterfeld actually is doing.
In the end, I came to the Biesterfeld company 7 to 8 years ago. I started here as a sales manager for the field of composites and tooling. And over the years, I had several roles. And since 1.5 years, I am leading our full global strategic activities in the field of composites and tooling. That means supplier management, relationship management, taking decisions to grow strategically with the Biesterfeld Group in the market sector of composites and tooling.
As far as I understand, Biesterfeld has different divisions or departments. Can you explain us the department you are in? It's called PP. PP stands for?
Performance Products. So the Biesterfeld Group is next year celebrating its 120th birthday. We are founded in 1906. We are a family-owned company who is strategically working with long-standing partnerships, and we are having partnerships of more than 50 years with our suppliers. And we have 7 business units, and inside the business unit industrial, the so-called segment, or our team PP is located. PP stands for Performance Products. Inside Performance Products, we have formulated products that are ready to use for our customers. So talking about composites and tooling, we have ready formulated resin systems, we have ready formulated gel coat systems, we have tooling systems like tooling prepreg, tooling boards from valued suppliers in the market, and our goal is to supply our customers with everything that is needed from the very first idea, producing master models, producing molds, and the final part the end customer is then using in his party wants to produce.
So, as you know, dear community, our three content pillars are innovation, technology, and sustainability. And I've decided now with Johannes to move a bit around the Biesterfeld booth because they are very nice eye catchers here, I would say. And we will start with innovation now with the doors of a car. Now, every one of you know that the carbon composites have a very light and high tone. But in the car, when you close the doors, you want an elegant sound when closing those doors. And we will demonstrate you now how you can do that. But before we do that, I will ask now Johannes to explain us how they are achieving this classic and more elegant tone.
Thank you for this very nice question, Ilkay. We are doing this with a rubber elastomer. It is an uncured rubber elastomer from the company Kleiburg. It's named Kleibon. And with this material, we can connect the very good properties of a rubber elastomer together with the very good properties of a composite part. So how do we do this? This rubber elastomer is a ready-to-use product which could be directly integrated into the composite layup. It co-cures with thermoset resins and immediately transform any composite part to a higher level. So, due to the fact that it is a rubber elastomer, it turns energy, impact energy or vibrations into deformation energy. And with this transformation into deformation energy, we can, for instance, achieve very good properties of the composite part. One very good property we were talking about now is that we have a sound dampening effect. We are showing here some doors made of a carbon material, and with just adding a little bit of the Kleibon material, we can achieve the fact that the sound dampening of this door is much, much higher.
About 20 decibels.
What happens is that in the automotive industry, sound dampening is very often achieved with very heavy aluminium butyl. With this material, we can have almost exactly the same effects on sound dampening with just adding a little more weight compared to aluminium butyl. Okay. The upper door is a door without Kleibon, what has a weight of 5.47 kilograms, and this is the sound. So you are very much familiar with the sound of this carbon material. And here you see the same door with the same carbon layup, adding just a little bit of the Kleibon material. This door has a weight of 5.75 kilograms, and this is the sound.
So this is our second part of our interview at the Biesterfeld interview here on the Biesterfeld booth here at Jack World. The second part, we've talked about innovation. The second part is now technology. And I have with me now a colleague of Johannes Martin, which is Stig Eines. And he's from Norway, the Oslo region, where of course Biesterfeld is also active. And yes, they have found a very great new technology. And Stig will explain you how that technology is going. We have a very shiny surface here. As you know, I like these shiny carbon surfaces. It's very lightweight. You see, it's like a feather. Yeah, totally like a feather. So Stig, what is this?
This is an automotive part for a Corvette. This is made an example of the new technology coming out of ExxonMobil, representing the new thermoset technology under the brand of Proxima. And what is Proxima? Proxima is the latest innovation coming out of ExxonMobil. It's a polyolefin-based thermoset resin, showcasing some incredible new performances, not only mechanical, but thermal, chemical, and also a solution that paves way in terms of recyclability and low CO2 footprint. So this is the new future solution for sustainability in the advanced composites field. And what is all important here, really the really, really key message here is that ExxonMobil with Proxima is bringing an end of life solution to the industry. Proxima has the capability to be recycled back into original material by low temperature pyrolysis. And the fraction you get out of this, the oil residues, they are so clean. There's no nitrogen, no oxygen, no hydrogen in there. That leaves us with a really, really clean raw material that can go directly back to produce new Proxima, or can be used upstream in other processes to produce lubes and lubricants for industrial purposes. So by this, ExxonMobil is giving the industry a solution for end of life. So what do we have here at the stand today to show you guys? Okay, Bisterfeld, we are a technical distributor. We are a consultant and advisor, but we have products here on the stand showcasing from you everything from the early, early ID all the way through to the final part and beyond. So there will be products here for the prototypers, for the mold makers, for the part production companies, and later on for the assembly companies. Here we have a part that represents the marine industry, where we supply carbon prepregs for lightweighting applications and structural requirements. Further on, in the marine industry, we represent Mari Dur from Ubo. These are thermoformable, very durable, water-resistant products for interior into the marine industry. Further, we can move on here. We go over to infrastructure, where we're also present with composite resins from Huntsman to producing the next generation of composite poles for the high voltage industry. Moving on, we walk over to the automotive sector. This is a part for the racing industry, where we present Cribon, in this case, for dampening and vibration resistant application. Moving from a rather rigid part over to another part, you need to, in this case, reduce the vibration. Deeper on your stand, you find a nice piece here from South Africa, where they are doing lightweighting in the automotive industry for carbon wheels.
Tough.
Very interesting for the motorsport industry.
So that was a fantastic tour from Ennis. And now I'm back with Johannes Martin, and you see here is a final department, a final solution that we would like to address with you, because this is one of the trends in future. Without 3D printing, additive manufacturing, we are losing out on many, many opportunities. So Johannes, what is your value addition for the community on 3D printing?
You're right, 3D printing will play a crucial role in future. And in fact, also Bisterfeld would like to cover all the three pillars that you have chosen: sustainability, innovation, and technology. And here we are talking about technology. We are super proud that we started a collaboration with Robose, and recently the Bisterfeld Group invested in the world's biggest pellet extruder for high performance polymers, the Argo 1000, which has a printing chamber of 1 cubic meter and a printing speed of 2 kilograms per hour. How do customers benefit with such technologies? All of our customers will have immediately on-demand production with 3D printer. They can print very complex high performance part with a carbon PA, with super polymers like Ultem or PEEK, and you reduce the workload and the cost you have, and you don't need the traditional tooling anymore.
That's also very additional and very useful information, Johannes. So we are coming close to the end of our interview here at Jack World. My question to you is, how was Jack World as a first-time exhibitor so far for you?
So this is today the second day. Yesterday, I never have seen such a super first busy day at Jack World in my entire career, and I am visiting the Jack World now for the last 8 years. Today, We just started the second day. I am very happy to see what this day will bring. And for sure, we will be there next year again.
We have talked about Biesterfeld, their different departments, dear community. We've covered innovation, technology, and sustainability. As Composites launch, we are creating sustainable value, but not only content for the purpose of the content, we are finding the facts of the market in order to serve you and be a resource for you. Thank you so much, Johannes, and your colleagues for this interview.
Thank you very much for having us.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.